This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Our top story now, we told you about the single bird flu case on Long Island yesterday. It turned out to be a Canada goose. Officials told us unless you work with sick animals or you're a hunter or anything that comes in contact with the wild, you have nothing to worry about. Well, now, got 7 cases of bird flu found in poultry at live bird markets here in the city this week. And that has prompted more testing in humans in the event of an emergency. The story topping our news on this Friday, the governor has ordered a temporary shutdown of all live bird markets now in the 5 boroughs, Westchester and Long Island, as a precaution. Needless to say, folks are wondering, okay, so are we really safe? And does this thing affect humans, especially when they start saying things like, in the event of an emergency? 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley leading us off, running the question up the flagpole, with some people even bringing in a Super Bowl staple into the dilemma.
Chicken wings are a main dish for the big game, but not this year. Carmen says it's off her menu because of bird flu.
I haven't bought any since, you know, in a while, so that's the deal. So I'm not going to touch it.
The same goes for Rayhan.
No chicken. I am not eating meats.
Governor Hochul says for a full week, no bird poultry can be delivered to live bird markets that are impacted.
Each uninfected market must sell down all inventory, undergo thorough cleaning, and then remain closed for at least 5 days.
And out of an abundance of caution, she says all live bird markets throughout the city, Westchester and Nassau and Suffolk County have been shut down. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mariners Harbor, Staten Island.
In Suffolk, police have made an arrest in the 2003 beating death of an 88-year-old Bayshore woman. It was a killing which shocked neighbors and initially left investigators stumped. Edna Schubert was a retiree who lived by herself in a one-story house on Frederick Avenue. Her badly beaten body was found in her bedroom by neighbors who noticed her front door open. This was December 2003, folks. Well, a break in the case came last year when a retired detective turned over some key information to homicide investigators who identified a suspect living in another state who was tied to the crime scene. We expect to hear more about this suspect after a news conference later this afternoon. Manhattan Council members says it sure would help if we could restrict street parking in the wake of congestion pricing to local residents. It says there are too many motorists driving around looking for free parking spots, leaving the locals with nowhere to park.
The parking squeeze is getting even tighter in Upper Manhattan for Lamont Worley.
I've had to sit outside an hour and a half, 2 hours, just to get a parking space.
Jose Cruz has a parking buddy system.
I got somebody that when I leave, they come and they take the spot, and then when I come out of work at 5 in the morning, we switch.
Councilmember Carmen De La Rosa is proposing the residential parking permits.
I can't tell you how many times I give up and I just put my car in a lot. And that can cost me anywhere from $20 to $40 to $60.
She says why not put that money toward a permit? The DOT would decide the fee. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Sentencing day for the confessed drunk driver who killed a pair of teenage tennis stars in a wrong way crash on Long Island 2 years ago. Some of their family members spoke.
14-year-old Drew Hassenbein's grandfather started crying and yelling in court, saying, "Why didn't you just go home? Why? My grandson would still be alive." He was talking to Amandeep Singh, the man who pleaded guilty to driving drunk and high and slamming into the car that killed the two young tennis players. Drew's father says he buried his son with his tennis racket.
"My son was one of one. He was the light of our family and the light of our lives."
And Ethan Felkowitz's father says he cries every day.
"And now we're left with no recourse, just a lifetime of pain."
Singh never looked at the family members. He was sentenced to 8 1/3 to 25 years in prison. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
Former City Hall aide planning to plead guilty to conspiracy. Mohammed Bahi served as the mayor's liaison to the Muslim community until he resigned the day before being criminally indicted back in October. Well, today, prosecutors told a federal judge Bahi will plead guilty to one count of conspiracy. Bahi allegedly helped solicit straw donations to the Adams campaign, bankrolled by a Brooklyn construction company, it says here. The conspiracy count is different than Bahi's October indictment, which says he tried to hinder the investigation into the Adams administration's connection to the Turkish government. This coming as Mayor Adams cozies up to President Trump, as they say, who has criticized the federal corruption case against him. Also today, police have ID'd the body that was found hogtied, his hands and feet bound together off of a Queens expressway earlier this week.
Emmanuel Mercure disappeared more than a month ago, and now his friends finally know what happened.
"The way they discover him, that's completely insane."
Valerie Pierre says Mercure was a good guy, liked investing in real estate and Bitcoin.
"Such a good soul, always trying to have people."
Pierre called cops around January 7th.
"Because now it's become serious."
At first, they thought Mercure could be visiting Haiti. And then Tuesday morning, the 57-year-old's body was found in Cunningham Park along Clearview Expressway and Union Turnpike. He was hogtied and had been shot.
"This thing get over my head."
It took days for the medical examiner to identify him. At Cunningham Park in Queens, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, apparently somebody's car broke down on the north side of that freeway and discovered the badly decomposed remains. Well, the Brooklyn Museum is scaling back now. Sad to say, the museum announcing today it'll cut over 40 employees. That's about a tenth of their workforce. The workers getting the boot include art handlers, maintainers, and curators' assistants. They're hoping that will ease the pressure of a financial deficit, which is approaching about $10 million, they say. The museum's director said in a letter to staff that the museum was struggling under inflation and slow post-pandemic attendance. On top of the layoffs, leadership at the museum will take a hit, up to 20% cut, that is, in salary. The number of exhibits is also going down from an average of 12 to about 9.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.